On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, is Nicola Everett.
A major report out today is warning about the extent to which vulnerable children are being recruited into gangs in England. Laura has more for KMFM.
A grown man put crack in a five-year-old's hand. He goes and gives it to the brother that wants to smoke it and gets the money.
A study suggests 27,000 children are being preyed on by criminal gangs, but only a quarter are known to authorities. This man, jailed at 16, says it's hard for many young people to get out.
A lot of people are out there trying to survive and make a living, man.
The Children's Commissioner says it's as big a problem as sexual grooming.
What I want to see is this being made a national priority.
The government says it's committed to protecting vulnerable children.
KMFM News.
There's been another attempted ram raid in Kent, this time in Paddock Wood. A blue 4x4 was used to try and rip a cash machine from the Esso garage on Maidstone Road at about 3 this morning. Police found a bumper from the vehicle left at the scene. There have been 8 other ram raids in the county in the past 6 months. 5 men who tried to smuggle a group from Afghanistan into Kent have been jailed for a total of more than 18 years. The Romanian nationals, who are aged between 21 and 61, were stopped by Border Force officers at the port of Dover in January. 2 adults and 5 children were found hidden in a van being brought into the county. Donald Trump says talks with Kim Jong-un failed because of sanctions. No agreement was reached on the denuclearization of North Korea. At the summit in Vietnam ended early yesterday. For the U.S. president says the discussions were positive.
It was a very interesting 2 days, and I think actually it was a very productive 2 days, but sometimes you have to walk, and this was just one of those times. Basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The government have turned down a bid by tourism bosses in Kent for a special fund to help the industry cope after Brexit. The head of Visit Kent had asked for cash amid fears visitor numbers could be hit by a potential disruption in the county when the UK leaves the EU, particularly if there's a no deal. But the tourism minister has confirmed that no money will be made available, but the matter will be kept under review. Deirdre Wells is the chief exec of Visit Kent.
One of the things we've got to be really mindful of is the fact that the vast majority of our visitors, so 60 million of our 65 million visitors, are domestic visitors. So to that extent, we are pretty optimistic that we can weather the storm.
You can watch more of that interview at kentonline.co.uk. Plans to build a 900-home village opposite a shopping centre in Thanet have been given the go-ahead. A school, businesses, hotels, restaurants and bars are also included in Westwood Village, which will be built on fields between Hayne Road and Manston and Court Road over the next 10 years. Opponents fear it'll ruin the countryside, though. You can let us know what you think in our poll at Kent Online. 133,000 drivers have been caught breaking the speed limit in a Kent village in just 1 week. The staggering numbers have been recorded in Staplehurst outside Maidstone after technology was set up to track how fast vehicles were going on 4 roads. Nearly half of all motorists went above the 30 or 40 mile per hour limits, while 162 were caught at speeds in excess of 70. Malcolm Buller is from the local Speedwatch team.
I was staggered, even though I've been standing at the roadside now in Staplehurst on and off for the last 12 years, these figures were just mind-blowingly large.
Sam Lane Rose is from Staplehurst Parish Council.
We have speed signs in Staplehurst that flash when you're over the limit. What we want to do is look at possibly showing the speed that you're doing so drivers are aware and other users of the road, including pedestrians, can see that that vehicle's doing roughly what the speed they're doing to hopefully deter them from speeding.
And it's been reported this lunchtime the Oscar-winning star of Bohemian Rhapsody will be taking on the role of the villain in the next James Bond movie. According to Variety, producers are hoping Rami Malek can fit around the filming schedule. Daniel Craig will be back as 007, apparently alongside Ralph Fiennes, Ben Whishaw and Naomi Harris.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket in Kent have signed Afghanistan all-rounder Mohammad Nabi for the first 11 matches of this season's T20 Blast campaign. The 34-year-old made his international debut in 2009 and has helped his national side qualify for 3 World T20 competitions and the World Cup in 2015. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.